It depends what kind of publicity it is. If it's promoting work or, you know, saying flattering things, then, you know, fair play. But when I'm being called torso of the week or my ex-girlfriend's bad boy lover, then I just find it intrusive. And sometimes it does boil my blood. I mean, I've had some cases where, you know, at the same time I'm trying to persevere and hopefully try and gain admittance into America, which isn't easy these days. And at the same time, you've got magazines portraying you in not the most flattering light. So, yeah, sometimes it's counterproductive, you know, considering that you'd like to believe that, you know, the whole industry, whether it's the whole media industry, would want to sort of support, you know, a prospect like myself. But when they're actually hindering my future in that way.
But isn't that the British way sometimes, is that we build people up and then we kick them when they've got to a level?
I wonder if it's an Americanization, Andy. It doesn't seem to be the case, you know, when, I don't know, I mean, I wasn't around to say, but it doesn't look like my grandma hailed from that kind of environment when you talk to her, and maybe my mum. Only in the past sort of few decades, it seems, is it sort of people feel like they own celebrities and are able to do what they want, build them up, break them down and reshape them, remodel them, and, yeah.